Hey guys, I'm Jared, and today we're talking about what's new in board gaming as of February 23rd, 2024. I'll be covering the latest news, announcements, most played games, hot new Kickstarters and crowdfunded games, and more related to board gaming for the past 2 or 3 weeks. At the end, I'll also be sharing what's going on behind the scenes with my YouTube channel, Meeple Mentor. So stick around, we've got a lot to cover. Leave me a like and comment on what kinds of updates that you want to hear more about, to make sure that you don't miss my news updates, new video tutorials, and our podcast episodes. Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and your preferred streaming platform. Let's get started with some crowdfunding. Starting off with BackerKit, The Bird Oracle is a tabletop game blending fortune-telling with multi-level marketing themes. Players craft their own personalized bird-themed divination systems while navigating relationships and responsibilities as the new Bird Oracle. The game involves answering prompts, crafting objects, and helping querents with their problems. The campaign ends on March 1st. Moving over to GameFound, Steam Power is a strategic board game where players build railway networks to transport goods. It features mechanics such as area control, resource management, and economic strategy. Players compete to create the most efficient routes while managing their resources effectively to outmaneuver opponents. The game offers both solo and multiplayer modes, up to 5. It's for ages 14 and up and plays in an hour. You can back it until March 5th. Last Light is a fast-paced 4X space game where players control asymmetrical alien factions competing to gather light before the universe's end. The game features rotating 3D planets and simultaneous actions, including exploration, resource mining, and fleet command. It supports 2 to 8 players age 14 and above with a playtime of approximately 1 hour. Don't miss this new exploration opportunity. Today is the last day to back it on GameFound. Conservus is a challenging solo bag-building game suitable for ages 10 and up. Players navigate strategic card-based gameplay to collect resources and progress through the campaign. With an approximate playtime of 25 minutes, it offers an engaging experience. Back it on GameFound by March 7th to be part of the fun. Next up is a thrilling solo dice placement game where players must navigate a mysterious island after being shipwrecked. Dyson Crusoe features gameplay focused on survival and exploration, players rolling dice to craft tools, hunt for food, and complete quests. The game offers an approximate playtime of 30 minutes and is suitable for ages 12 and up. The game is being hosted on GameFound until March 1st. Let's check out what's on Kickstarter. Trailblazer: The Arizona Trail is your ticket to an exhilarating tabletop adventure through the stunning landscapes of Arizona. Explore iconic locations like Saguaro National Park and the Grand Canyon while collecting superstition gold and Arizona grit. With captivating gameplay and beautiful artwork, this game offers an immersive experience for adventurers of all ages. Choose your edition, gather your friends, and get ready to blaze a trail like never before. Funding for this campaign ends on March 8th. Embark on an exhilarating journey with Knee Deep in Hexes, a two-player board game experience that channels the spirit of classic 90s PC games. Battle for resources and strategic dominance on a distant planet. With no dice, luck, or complex calculations, the game focuses on strategic maneuvering and deck building, providing endless possibilities for tactical gameplay. From casual matches to customizable game modes and community tournaments, it caters to all levels of players. Dive into the immersive storyline, gather your troops, and conquer the planet in this epic skirmish strategy adventure. Suitable for ages 14 and up, it plays in 45 to 60 minutes. The campaign on Kickstarter ends on March 6th. The Philharmonic's Space Orchestra Management Board Game allows players to become space orchestra managers, organizing concerts across the galaxy in this unique worker placement game for 1 to 4 players. It's for ages 13 and up and plays in 60 to 120 minutes. You can back it on Kickstarter until March 12th. Get ready to summon gods, clash with mythical creatures, and collect essence in Mythos, the divine card game. With inspiration drawn from global mythologies, you'll strategize like a deity to reach 20 essence and claim victory. But beware, chaos lurks with each turn, from invoking powerful abilities to battling through the underworld. Mythos, the divine card game, is suitable for teenagers and adults, accommodating 2 to 4 players with accessible yet deep gameplay mechanics, drawing from diverse mythologies. Hurry, dive into the divine realms of this game before the Kickstarter adventure closes its gates on March 17th. Join the adventure as pirate captains in Nassau, gathering crew and plundering the Caribbean, or embark on a journey through Nepal to reach Kathmandu, trading goods and exploring temples in the Steffenfeld City Collection, Nassau and Kathmandu. The Kickstarter ends on February 29th. In Nassau, players take on the roles of pirate captains, strategically gathering crew and resources in the bustling port city before setting sail to conquer the Caribbean, competing to become the most renowned pirate. Meanwhile, Kathmandu offers players an adventurous journey through Nepal, where they must carefully use dice and action cards to navigate the landscape, trade goods in cities, visit temples, and ultimately reach the legendary capital, all while managing obstacles and gathering points along the way. Both games offer unique thematic experiences and strategic challenges for players to enjoy. Biome is a nature-themed tabletop board game on Kickstarter until March 21st, where players aim to protect baby animals and construct the most diverse ecosystem. The game is designed for 1 to 4 players and revolves around tableau building mechanics. Forge Flame immerses players in a thrilling adventure set in a mysterious mine filled with treasures and legendary artifacts. With captivating gameplay mechanics and stunning artwork, it offers an engaging tabletop experience for up to 4 players. As you explore deeper into the mine, you'll encounter challenges, forge alliances, and shape the destiny of your expedition. Join the Forge Flame community now and embark on an unforgettable journey into the heart of adventure. It's funding on Kickstarter until March 14th. Getting into the industry news, Dominion, the pioneering deck-building board game, is now available as a free digital adaptation on PC and mobile devices, allowing players to enjoy the base game with no cost. Developed by Temple Gates in collaboration with Rio Grande Games, the digital version includes all core components and offers various expansions for purchase, with features like asynchronous multiplayer, customizable gameplay, and cross-platform compatibility. Dominion's digital edition brings the beloved tabletop experience to a new level of accessibility and enjoyment for both newcomers and seasoned players alike. Kamon Limited has struck an exclusivity deal with GameFound for tabletop crowdfunding and pledge management, marking a significant shift in the crowdfunding landscape. All upcoming Kamon crowdfunding and pre-order campaigns will now be hosted on GameFound, diverging from their previous reliance on Kickstarter. This move aims to enhance the consumer experience and leverage GameFound's features for smoother operations, as exemplified by Kamon's ongoing A Song of Ice and Fire Tactics campaign on the platform. In Embracer's fiscal Q3 report, Asmodee saw a slight decline in board game sales worldwide, with the US market lagging behind Europe, while TCG sales were a key driver of growth. Dark Horse's performance within the entertainment and services segment was described as encouraging, with Middle Earth Enterprises notably outperforming. Overall, Embracer reported a 4% increase in sales, but also noted a $165.4 million loss attributed to financial item changes and restructuring costs. Flat River Group has entered into an exclusive worldwide distribution agreement with Maestro Media for their English language tabletop games. Under this deal, Flat River will manage sales, marketing, and event management for Maestro's English games, including upcoming titles like Hello Kitty and Smurfs games, as well as The Binding of Isaac: Four Souls Requiem. This partnership expands Flat River's portfolio, which already includes distribution deals with companies like Nord Games and Pendragon Game Studio in the US. Next, let's look at newly announced games and expansions coming to retail. Vetsier Games is launching 3 new card games in 2024, only having revealed Sandbag by Ted Alschbach, where players compete in a hot air balloon regatta to soar higher than their rivals. In this trick-taking game, players aim to take the fewest tricks possible and strategically manage their hands to minimize points. With flavor mechanics like rocket cards, Sandbag accommodates 3 to 6 players. Ages 15 and up, promising a thrilling 30-minute adventure in the skies. Asmodee introduces Metals, an expansion for 7 Wonders Architects by Repost Production, featuring new gameplay elements like victory points awarded for objectives and 2 new wonders, the Colosseum of Rome and the Ziggurat of Ur. With additional progress tokens and expert variant rules, players can delve into more challenging strategies and interactions, enriching the base game's historical building experience. Suitable for 2 to 7 players ages 8 and up, this expansion adds depth and excitement to the architectural journey. Direwolf Digital is set to launch Invincible, the hero-building game, a cooperative bag-building game inspired by Robert Kirkman's comics and Amazon Prime series. Players take on the roles of iconic characters like Adam Eve and Invincible to save the world, utilizing bag-building and tableau-building mechanics to fine-tune their heroes' abilities. With a free-form combat system and 7 thrilling episodes to conquer, this game offers dynamic gameplay for 1 to 4 players, ages 14 and up. In other Asmodee news, they and LEGO Group are joining forces to introduce Monkey Palace, a collaborative board game set to release on October 3rd this year. In Monkey Palace, players cooperatively construct the palace using LEGO elements, competing for the highest brick income and points as they shape the palace. With each gameplay session resulting in a unique LEGO construction, Monkey Palace promises endless replayability and creative fun for players of all ages. Get ready to build, unbuild, and rebuild your way to victory in this innovative board game collaboration. Devir Games is set to release Sand, a captivating Euro game designed by Ariel D. Constanzo and Javier Pellizzari, where players embark on a journey across a desert wasteland transporting goods on giant caterpillars. As travelers, players navigate through half-ruined ancient cities, aiding human communities by delivering essential resources while managing their caterpillars and completing objectives to earn gold. With stunning illustrations by Mato Pena and Ernest Sala, Sand offers a unique blend of pick-up-and-deliver mechanics and strategy gameplay, promising an immersive experience for 1 to 4 players, ages 14 and up, in approximately 2 hours of playtime. Thunderworks Games is set to release Stonespine Architects, a role-player tale, a thrilling drafting game designed by Jordi Adan, creator of Cartographers. In this game, players become architects, striving to construct the most perilous dungeons imaginable, drafting cards to build their dungeons according to unique blueprints. With monsters, traps, treasures, and various dungeon elements, players aim to fulfill objectives and score points, showcasing their mastery in dungeon building. Suitable for 1 to 5 players aged 10 and up, this game offers a captivating gameplay experience lasting 45 to 60 minutes. Archon Studio has unveiled Heroes of Might and Magic 3, the board game, now available for pre-order. Based on the classic turn-based strategy video game, this adventure-driven strategy board game offers competitive, cooperative, and solo play modes. Players will explore a hex tile map of the world, encountering classic locations and iconic units from the video game as they embark on different scenarios. Suitable for 1 to 3 players aged 14 and up, this game offers an immersive experience lasting 120 minutes. Red Raven Games released Distant Skies, a sequel to Ryan Lockett's Sleeping Gods, into retail on February 21st. Distant Skies continues the storybook game experience of its predecessor, where players find themselves in the world of Sleeping Gods after flying through a portal. In this standalone sequel, players will explore branching storylines, interact with an atlas, and engage in a new action system for combat, involving building combat decks. Suitable for 1 to 4 players aged 14 and up, the game offers an immersive experience lasting from 1 to 15 hours. Board and Dice is set to release Australia, the next expansion for the Nucleum board game series, in March 2024. This expansion takes the energy revolution to Australia, where players will face new challenges in harnessing the massive deposits of uranium found there. Building upon the original game's mechanics, Australia introduces a new map with fresh mechanics, including the addition of ships and a new type of connection for faster network building. Players will also have the option to utilize coal mines for industrial actions. Suitable for 1 to 4 players ages 14 and up, the game offers a playing time of 60 to 120 minutes. Ares Games just dropped some exciting news about 3 new games hitting the shelves in the latter half of 2024. First up, we've got Altay, Dawn of Civilization. Picture this. You're in a secluded region where ancient civilizations mingle magic and tech. You step into the shoes of Altay's leaders facing a crucial decision. Do you welcome new settlers or not? It's a deck-building game with a twist, blending in civilization development and area control mechanics. Loads of ways to clinch victory here. Then there's Viking Rout, Ever dreamt of sailing the open seas on a magical Drakkar? Well, now's your chance. But it's not all smooth sailing. You'll need to navigate using a nifty compass and magnet system while managing your resources and tackling quests. Teamwork is key in this cooperative adventure. Last but not least, we've got Builders of Sylvan Dale. Imagine you're an architect summoned by the elders to spruce up a woodland realm. Your mission? Play cards, lay down building tiles on towering trees, and score big points. It's a race to become the top architect and restore the forest to its former glory. Exciting stuff, right? Keep an eye out for these games hitting stores later this year. In more Aries news, they are set to release Barbarian Kingdoms, a new strategy board game, into retail in April 2024. Players lead 5th century European kingdoms during the rise of barbarian tribes, choosing from 6 nations to dominate the continent through area control and resource management, with gameplay involving recruiting warriors, collecting taxes, assaulting provinces, and claiming territories. The game accommodates 3 to 6 players aged 12 and up, with a playtime of 30 to 90 minutes. Get ready for some turtle matchmaking fun with Shell Company, Don't Write Me Off. In this auction-style bidding game, players run corporate matchmakers aiming to pair up turtles while managing finances. Use resources wisely to buy gifts, woo clients, and avoid taxes to become the top turtle dating agency. Coming March 1st for 2 to 6 players ages 14 and up. Prepare to tackle crime and the Big Apple with Worminator's Inside Job, a new deck-building game by Linvander Studios, hitting stores on March 1st, courtesy of Flat River Group. In this game, players become buddy cop worms striving to crack a case by collecting evidence and solving puzzles. It's suitable for 1 to 4 players ages 14 and up, with a playtime of 30 to 60 minutes. Get ready for a fun challenge with Floodgate Games' upcoming release, Everything Ever, hitting shelves on March 19th, 2024. Designed by Nathan Thornton, this party game prompts players to list everything they can think of in a specific category, suitable for 2 to 10 players, ages 12 and up, with a quick playtime of 20 minutes. Capstone Games is set to release The Plague, a new expansion for the Orleans board game franchise by Reiner Stockhausen in February this year. This expansion introduces the plague mechanic, with corpses piling up in the market and new gameplay elements like corpse tokens and plague doctor figures. Suitable for 1 to 5 players, the expansion enhances gameplay with new cards and tiles. Capstone Games has also unveiled Tangram City, a new tile placement game designed by Uwe Rosenberg. Scheduled to start shipping in April 2024, Tangram City puts players in the role of city planners tasked with building new cities for their queens. Players construct their cities using double-sided city tiles, aiming for harmony between realms to gain points. The game supports 1 to 5 players and plays in 30 minutes. Hatchet Board Games has unveiled 2 new card games slated for release in 2024. Line It is a strategic card game by Gigamic where players build lines of cards to score points, featuring drafting mechanics and dynamic gameplay. Pass Pass by Funny Fox is a trick-taking game where players form brief alliances to advance their strategies and collect cards aiming to score the most points. These games offer engaging gameplay experiences for players aged 8 and up, and can accommodate various group sizes. In other Hatchet news, they announced Nekojima, a new dexterity game by Unfriendly Games, set to release into retail in August 2024. Players stack Dinchu, or electrical poles, while avoiding cats on the cables, aiming to be the last one standing in competitive mode or cooperating to build higher poles in cooperative mode. The game accommodates 1 to 5 players ages 7 and up and plays in 15 minutes. Flat River Games is set to launch Streamer Standoff, a new board game developed in collaboration with Maestro Media and Dr. Lupo, into retail on May 3rd. Designed by Jeb Havens and Bobby West, the game allows players to embody influencers competing to expand their streaming channels by performing various actions to gain followers and complete trend cards, aiming to be the first to reach 20 million followers. Suitable for 2 to 4 players aged 10 and up, Streamer Standoff offers a dynamic gameplay experience in just 30 minutes. Lucky Duck Games is gearing up to launch Kingdom Rush Elemental Uprising, the standalone sequel to Kingdom Rush Rift in Time, on March 8th. Designed by Alara Cameron, Helena Hope, and Sunfong Lim, this scenario-based tower defense game offers simple rules coupled with advanced level tactics, featuring hordes of monsters and challenging boss fights. Suitable for 1 to 4 players aged 14 and up, the game offers gameplay sessions lasting 45 to 90 minutes. Scorpion Mask and Randolph Studio have announced Now, a new competitive card game designed by Silvano Sorrentino. Set to hit retail on April 17th, Now challenges players to discard cards quickly as they search for the perfect numbered card. The game features simultaneous play and requires players to be fast and strategic in managing their decks. Now is designed for 3 to 8 players ages 8 and up and plays in approximately 15 minutes. Gamelin Games is set to release Tiny Epic Cthulhu, a cooperative game designed by Scott Alms, to retail in Q4 this year. Players take on roles from the town of New Arkham Moor, besieged by cosmic horrors, aiming to translate the Necronomicon and seal away the Great Old One. With unique gameplay and 3 modes for increased replayability, the game supports 1 to 4 players ages 14 and up, playing in 30 to 45 minutes. City of Games will release Vadoran Gardens Refreshed, an updated edition of the original tile placement game by Frank West, into retail March 1st, exclusively through GTS distribution. Designed as a competitive tile placement and card drafting game set in the City of Kings universe, players compete to become the successor to the retiring High Priestess by completing tasks in the gardens. The refreshed edition includes updated tiles, a family-friendly version of the rules, and a solo mode catering to 1 to 4 players, ages 8 and up, with a playtime of 20 to 40 minutes. Let's talk for a bit about what's happening on the Meeple Mentor YouTube channel. The biggest news right now is that I wrote and published a book. After 4 years of tutorials, unboxings, and podcasts, I'm thrilled to announce Push Your Luck, the Board Game Dictionary. It's the ultimate guide with over 800 terms, jargon, and industry insights. Whether you're a newbie or pro, this reference is a must-have. Available now on Kindle, click the link below to grab your copy on Amazon. Don't forget to stay subscribed to the YouTube channel by clicking the subscribe button below. Learn, explore, and elevate your gaming experience. Thanks for tuning in to today's news update. I appreciate your support, and remember, teach when you can, but always be learning. See you next time.